from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, and the way you finish this season, it's got to be tough to go out improved, right?
Yeah, that one stings. I said it earlier. Unfortunately, somebody's going to lose. Both, I think, Syracuse and us are teams that are capable of deep runs. It just happens that the North Division is such a bear that you have to play each other early. And, you know, you see it in the NHL sometimes too, like Dallas and Vegas. You know, like those are cup teams. And somebody has to lose, and it was a great series. I'm really proud of our guys for the season that we had, the tie for first place in this division, and we just didn't find a way tonight.
They did something down. They couldn't do it last week, but they clearly did it this week.
Yeah, they did a good job in the third. Throughout the game, slowing it down, slowing the tempo. We play better fast in North, and they play better. They're big, physical, older teams, slow and structured. I thought a big difference tonight was when we lost Jeremy Davies. The first period, I thought we were a little hyper. And they got a couple bouncy goals. You know, both their goals in the first went in off of us. Sometimes that's the way it works. We got a big goal late from Davies. I thought the first 6, 7, 8 minutes of the second, we were all over them. And we had them on their heels with our pace, and Davies takes that hit, and it was a harder game for us after that. If I know how much Jeremy Davies means to our team, but if anybody wondered, just watch the last 30 minutes tonight, because we were not nearly as dynamic. We couldn't end as many plays, and we couldn't transition it with enough pace after he was out.
So you talked about how you found your legs in the second period. You clearly did, but off the start, did you sense maybe the moment was a little big for some of your guys in the first period?
You know, it's funny. I didn't feel that at all this week or even today. I didn't think it was the moment. I just thought we played a little hyper, a little almost too excited, you know. So some of it puck decisions, some of it execution, and that certainly hurts. Now, with that being said, we didn't give up all that much either. Like I mentioned, you know, they made a few plays, but, you know, their first two goals were shots that are probably going wide that ricochet in off of our shin guards, you know, and that's hockey sometimes. And I would have loved us to be a little cleaner in the first period. I thought we made the game a little hard on ourselves. Now you're down 2-0 and against a good defensive team.
The hit on Davies was
miss call. I mean, it was blindside to the head. So
it's got to be at least interference, right?
Yeah, interference, elbowing, you know, contact to the head, any of those things. I mean, but there's calls missed all over throughout the game, every game. So that isn't have anything to do with why we lost. That was just a missed call.
Cheryl,
I was going to ask, Seth, I mean, every call goes against you. What do you feel about the way that the group sort of played through that? It's easy to get frustrated. How do you think that they handled it, you know, just keeping at it?
For the most part, pretty good. There's little moments of frustration with some of the early calls seem to be going against us. And I think their third goal certainly could easily have been holding in our offensive zone before that led to that transition. But for the most part, I thought we fought through that pretty good and kept our emotions in check. And, you know, Murshy's really good at that. He talks to the bench all the time about, you know, let apps worry about the officials and we got to play the game.
Justin Richards' goal got called off. How big of a moment was that in the game?
Yeah, I mean, their second goal, if you have goalie interference, you potentially are challenging for that. I don't think it was a poor call. I think it was a 50-50 call. Our D kind of bumped them, but their guy definitely didn't make an effort to not fall on Levi. So you have that go against you, and then the next one goes against you. I think I haven't watched a ton of replays on it, but I think that was probably the right call by them, though, on the Richards no goal.
I know it's fresh, but what'd you tell the guys in the locker room after that?
I just told them how much I love them, how grateful I am to have the privilege to coach them. Unreal group. I've said this, but you know, I had to stop practice 2 times all year to yell at them. They practice hard. They care about each other. They treat each other the right way. They treat our support staff the right way. Just how good of a group of men on and off the ice. I've coached 29 years, and you love that every year, but it's not the way it works. And this group had it, and that's why we became the team we became in the second half of the season. That's why this stings even more. Love to win a Calder Cup, but probably more importantly, I'd love to just get the coach in practice this coming week.
So there certainly was not a lack of effort in that third, but when there's no time and space like that, they can't skate. As you said, you have guys like Kulik and Brazan, right down the list, we want to skate. Did you sense the frustration then, where they just, there's no time and space for them at all?
You know, they sit back in the 1-1-3, especially when they have the lead. And we were a really good forechecking team in game 4. I didn't think our forecheck came up with enough turnovers tonight. I didn't think we got frustrated. I felt even though we weren't creating enough in the third, the vibe on the bench was we're gonna tie this up and win this game. So I don't think we were forcing. I think we chipped behind them because that once they set up in that, that's all there is. But I'll go back to Davies. The best way to play against the 1-1-3 is to not let them get in a 1-1-3. And how do you not let them get in a 1-1-3? You force more turnovers with your gapping, and you break the puck out with more efficiency, and then they can't get into it. We just weren't good enough at that without him in the last 30 minutes of that game.
With a lot of young NHL hopeful guys on this team and some that have had a taste of it already, what does playing in a playoff series like this one do for readying them for that next level going forward?
Yeah, I believe that success or failure, experiences you go through, help define you and shape you if you are willing to learn from them and grow from them. And quite frankly, and it sucks, but adversity usually fuels the most growth. And that is the secret sauce of development as a human, not just as a hockey player, is you go through hard things and you go through miserable things, you go through failures, and you look in the mirror and you decide to attack areas that you have to improve to grow from the experiences you went through. And that's what these young guys need to do. Some of them had great playoffs. Some of them didn't play as good as they'd like. And they need to use that to learn and to motivate them and to drive them to go attack things in the off season to make themselves better hockey players.
When did you realize that you had a unique special group? Was it right away or did it take time?
No, it always takes time. It's every year is new. I believe you have to start over. You have to go down to the beginning. If you think you can start where you left off the year before, you're setting yourself up for massive failure. and you have to earn trust from one another. And you do that by your actions. You know, how you act every day, how you come to the rink, the work ethic you put in, how you practice. And then what you really do then is through the season, you go through these hard moments and these moments that you're not playing very good, or there's a lot of guys up in Buffalo, or we got guys out with injuries, and the group needs to not give up on each other in those hard moments, because that's where you form, and that's where that shared belief in each other, it comes from, that this guy next to me was there for us, or for me, in hard times. And then you grow from that. So for me, it was more, you know, probably more middle-ish of the season towards late January. And obviously that's when we started to go on a pretty big run to be able to tie for first in the division.
You have one answer from Patrick. Yes.
Patrick?
Yes, how difficult is the format of a best of five, but also best of five that's stretched out over, you know, almost 2 weeks, just to kind of keep the momentum, the flow of the playoff, style hockey going?
Yeah, I think in an ideal world, it'd be a seven, just for the experience for your young players, especially. Mm-hmm. And I think in an ideal world, it wouldn't be stretched out so long. But, you know, I don't make the schedule. I'm not a coach that worries about that stuff. You just have to play the schedule. And it was the same for both teams. So, and it is the uniqueness of the playoff setup. And you need to let the play-in rounds catch up so you're not too far ahead of the other bracket.
Thank
you. Thanks, guys.
Did you worry you'd lose that momentum? I mean, last year you did not, but just that off a big win in game four, then we got to wait 6 days.
No, I didn't worry about it. Because, you know, I've said this to you before, like, I think momentum's only as good as your next shift or your next practice. Or the next day you show up and you meet and the mindset you have. And so, I think that, you know, you could have played a day or two later, and, you know, you don't know how that's going to respond. You don't know the other team and what they're going through, if they were even shook at all about the loss. I don't spend a lot of time, you know, thinking about that stuff, because I like to worry about the things we can control.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.